Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Potek reaches second base with a double. Zdeb goes all the way around to score. Potek moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zdeb chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Brett fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Brett. Bannister moves all the way to home. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz juggles the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Washington strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is hit by the pitch. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to third. Way then moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cruz tags and scores. Way then tags and moves to third. Otis tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson bunts towards third. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wathan hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Otis strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Naorodny strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Steve Braun pinch hits for Joe Zdeb. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Washington reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. Steve Braun now playing third base. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.